on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Now the Gemara that I left is because Rav Rafi and Mirtz Hashem, I'm going to a tremendous nachas, thank you, to three Talmidim's wedding starting tomorrow. I'm leaving tomorrow night. So Rav Rafi is going to do with you the Gemara from Masiv Rav Yitzchak until Neima Kitanoi. And then, where Elad's parents are sitting, was the seat of Rabbi Mordechai Shifman. He used to sit here, and he's going to start saying shir for you already on Tuesday. We'll have shir tomorrow, and then Rabbi Mordechai is going to come. So for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, he'll continue on with the sugya from the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, going to Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So our goal in the next couple of days is get towards the bottom, with hopefully some understanding. And I saw the Talmidim were learning well during Seder. Okay, so let's go. 10 lines in Neima Kitanoi. We've been discussing the sugya of Shlokos, and in Shlokos we discussed that there is a machlokas. What happens if you have vegetables that are cooked? Does it retain the original bracha that the vegetables had or not? So Gemara wants to suggest, and this I have to say, this Gemara was always a tough Gemara for me to understand. We'll try to do our best. The Gemara suggests, name a ketanoi. This was a machlokes tanoi. The hanun trei talmidi de havayasvi kamei de bar kapara. There were two talmidim that were sitting in front of the tana bar kapara. Have you the fun of kruv de murskin? And what was brought in front of them was cabbage and prunes. Upragios. Pragios is actually used even in modern Hebrew today. Pragiot are chicken breasts. That's today, modern Hebrew, they're usually fried. So it's something along those lines. It was a shahakal from the chicken. Nasa bar kapara shus le'echam en levaret. Bar kapara gave permission to one of them to make a bracha. Kofat ubirech ala pragios. So the fellow jumped and he made a bracha on the chicken. Ligleg volav chavero, his friend, made fun of him, ridiculed that he had made a bracha on the chicken first. Caused bar kapara, and bar kapara was also not happy. I'm not upset at the one who had made the bracha, but rather on the one who ridiculed. In chaver chadome kimisha lo tam tam basa me'olam, adam alagdom alav. If your friend never had meat first, had never had tasted meat, so then the meat was chaviv to him, and if the meat was chaviv to him, so then it makes sense that he would make a bracha on the meat. Now this is a klal that we have, which Tosas makes reference to in Dibra Maskel Chaviv Adiv, that there is a klal from the Gemara later on. We have Mem Aleph, and that is that if there's a food that is dearer to the person, so then in such a case, the bracha goes on the food. The first bracha that is made is on the food that is chaviv. On that, that's the food that you make the bracha on. Okay. Now, what gets really confusing is chazar va'omar, then bar kapara changed his mind. You know, this it's really confusing what bar kapara was confused about. This Gemara reminds me of the story. When I was in fifth grade, I had a teacher, not one of my better teachers. So I wasn't the best student. I wasn't the worst student, but I wasn't the best student. So I was talking a little bit in class. So the teacher said, "Eisenstein, get out of the classroom." So I started to walk out of the class. And he turned around, walked right on the blackboard. And then he turns around and he sees me walking out. He says, "Eisenstein, what are you doing getting out of your seat?" So he says, "Sit down." So I was all confused. I started walking out. He turns back and he says, "Get out of the class." So it seems that's what happens to Bar Kapara over here. Bar Kapara can't make up his mind who he's happy with, who he's not. So the Marsha is going to tell us what was going on over here, that Bar Kapara keeps on changing his mind. Chazar v'amar, lo amalaglek anikois, el amalvarech anikois. Then he changed his mind and he said, "No, I'm not upset at the one who ridiculed, rather I'm upset at the one who made the bracha." V'amar, and he said, "Im chochma inkan, zikne inkan." That somehow the fact that you didn't consult me is critical in the fact that you were making errors. Why? In chachma ein kan, sikna ein kan. If there is a mistake that's being made, it's probably because we're not deferring to the zaken. Tano shnei lo tziyu shnasa. My lord, b'hokam miflagi. Let us say that this is the machlokis. The mevarech savar. Now, what was the machlokis between the mevarech and the melagleg? Now, the Gemara here doesn't explain what Kapar Kapara is thinking. That the Marashah is going to teach us. But over here, the Gemara is going to ask, "Ma'akam miflagi? What is the machlokis of the one who made the bracha? What did he think? And what did the melagleg, the one who said you made a mistake, what was he thinking?" The mevarech savar, the one who made the bracha, held shlokos upragios. That if you have fruits or vegetables, notice my lashon, fruits or vegetables, that are cooked, so then in such a case, everything is going to get a shahako. Hilka chavivadif, and for that reason, he chose the pragios, which was chaviv. The meat is dearer to most people than the vegetables. Umelagleg savar, and the one who disagreed held, shlokos bar priyadama. And therefore the fruit is going to be better. Now, we're not so interested in our sugya about the sugya of Chaviv Adif. I gave you on the Tosas to look at it because we really got to wait till Mem Aleph to understand that sugya of Chaviv Adif. However, what we do want to analyze is the implication this has for cooked vegetables. The Gemara is saying like this, that it sounds like the crux of this machlokis doesn't revolve around the rules of Chaviv Adif, but how we look at a cooked vegetable. Does a cooked vegetable get a Adama, or does a cooked vegetable get a Shahakol? If it gets a Shahakol, so then there's room to make a bracha on the meat first, because all of them are Shahakol, then we can say Chaviv Adif. But if there's bracha is going to be Adama on cooked vegetables, so then in such a case, we're going to be stuck. We can't explain how you could ever put the meat first. So what was the explanation of the Mevarech that he made a bracha particularly on the meat? Ah, because he holds that cooked vegetables only gets a shahakol. So that comes out as a machlokis tanoim. Rabosai, can we analyze for a moment? Let's analyze the way they would in Volozhin. So, wait a second. Is there a simple answer that we could give over here? Why it shouldn't be dependent on that machlokis? Remember, we've already paskin on the shayla. How have we paskin the shayla? It's going to be today's Dvar Halacha. We started a little bit late today. But at 1 o'clock, we're going to open up the Mishnah Berurah. See how we paskin on the shayla. So keep in mind, some of you are already familiar, based on the shiurim last week, how we ruled. What could we have said in response to this Gemara? Is the Gemara playing an all or nothing game over here? The Gemara is playing an all or nothing game, isn't it? The Gemara is saying, either on vegetables you get a Adama, or on vegetables you get a Shahakol. Who says it's an all or nothing game? Either you get a Shahakol or a Adama. Which Rishon says this? Derive it, okay, good. Who else, Avram Yitzchak? The Rif. The Rif, if we take a look, the Rif rules on our sugya that the halacha is that you make a hadama. That's how he paskins. Whether the food tastes better cooked or it tastes better raw. How do we follow the halacha? We don't. We're much more complicated. We ask, it depends on how a person likes to eat it. If a person likes to eat it cooked, so then when they eat it raw, if it's an exception, they're in a rush, and they'll eat it raw, then they'll only get a shahako. But if a person likes it cooked, and he eats it cooked, so then he gets a adama. The Rif says, I don't care. The Rif says, a vegetable is a vegetable is a vegetable, and until you destroy the vegetable, it's still considered a bari pri ha-adama. Where did our middle opinion come from, that we follow la halacha, that says it depends how the vegetable or the fruit is normally eaten? So that came from Rav Chisda on Lamech Esam Bebeis. We saw last time that Rav Chisda said that it depends on what the derech is. That's what we saw in Amud Beis. Where's Rav Chisda? How many lines from the top? We saw Rav Chisda, Darish Rav Chisda, starting from 10 lines from the top on Lamech Esam Bebeis. So Rav Chisda makes this split. Oh, if we make this split according to Rav Chisda, why did the Gemara entertain such a split? So says Rav David Tavil. He was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. In the Sefer Divrei David, look it up. It's in many ways, a lot of our learning that we've done this Zman is very similar to that style of the Divrei David. We try to read the sugya, ask basic questions, see how we paskin, and compare the psak to the pshat in the Gemara. So in the pshat of the Gemara over here, the Gemara seems to entirely forget Rav Chisda's middle approach. So says Rav David Tavil, that's where the Rif got it from. The simple reading of our Gemara is actually like the Rif. Now, for those who are keeping score, as I forgot his name, what's his name on WFAN? Midnight Steve Summers. Steve Summers says, for those of you who are taking notes at home, and I know you are, right? So for those of you who are taking notes at home, we've had now three different explanations in the pshat of the Rif. Somebody come over to me afterwards, and the three different reasons why the Rif paskin what he paskin, that you always make Adama. Okay, but this is the pashtus of our Gemara, that the Gemara is playing an all or nothing game. Either it was Adama, or it's a Shahakal. Yes, Avram Yitzchak.
Couldn't we say, though, that the Gemara is only going with the all or nothing because it's only dealing with truth, but it could still be holding like a pista?
That's an interesting point. But the problem is that gets involved, as we're going to discuss in Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's going to be with the other fruit? Right, but that's an excellent point. That in Kruv, there might not be such a strong raya. V'amev in Yavin, Avram Yitzchak is making a great point. That Kruv was anyhow one of those fruits that goes in one direction. It doesn't go in both directions. Excellent point.
Meaning Kruv's the opposite. Meaning the other one would be like, oh, such a thing. But if it's Kruv, then Kruv is the derech. Isn't the derech to be eaten and cooked? So if Kruv's derech being cooked, then that would be even stronger raya to say why it's like kasha. Why hold that it's not? It's there to chila.
I think what the Divrei David's raya is, the Gemara doesn't entertain the middle possibility. In other words, Krug, you're right, but what about the other things? Okay, back into the Gemara. Let's keep on going, Mitzvah. Lo, the Kulei Alma says in Gemara, Shlokos of Prav Yoshakal Nevedvaro. No, everybody agrees it's a Shahakal. Vahacha Bahai Svar Kamitlagi. And now there's a separate Machlokis. Mar Savar Chaliv Adiv, Umar Savar Kruv Adiv. One holds that the Chaliv is dearer, and the other holds that the Kruv is going to be better, Dizayin, because the Kruv satisfies. So the Gemara really abandons the Raya, and the Gemara says there's no Hechreach. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi. Bezer Hashem, let's take apart the Rashi and the Mineu Bey, and then try to analyze the implications of the Rashi. Rashi Durmaskin says, Apein Shlokos, what are Durmaskin? These are a cooked vegetable, Me'esev, from some type of grassy substance, Shekaran al Kiddush Bilaz, Kereisi Beperish Babakamash or Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. Avokan Piresh Prunes. But over here, Rashi says, I saw Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda said that it means prunes. Vechen Shemati Ani Kan Ube Babakamah Prunes. And this is also how I heard. And Rashi has a problem with this. V'yeshel Amida. And we can't explain the Gemara this way. Because the bracha then, if we're talking about prune that's coming from a plum, I think it is even the same modern phenomenon as well. Here's where the old French of 800 years ago is the same as the English. It's not going to be correct. Now, Rabosa, you're going to tell me what Rashi's kash is. Because then the bracha should be ha eitz. Okay, so we have a pshat that says that the bracha over here is going to be a'etz. What's Rashi's problem with that? That we're talking about a prune. What's wrong with saying that that's the pshat? Rashi has a problem. What's Rashi's problem? Yes, Yoni?
Saying that prune is a'etz. There's no logic to say that you wouldn't say shahakal.
Well, our Gemara told us that it's going to be a shakel. There's a matan amar holds it's a shakel. Asks Rashi, how could it be a shakel? A prune, it's a dover portion, it should get all eights. What's pshat in Gemara? That's Rashi's kash. Rabosai, I am bewildered, and for this I have no pshat, that I did not see anybody earlier, maybe you said Tosa Rush, maybe gets involved, I didn't see anybody earlier I looked in the Rajba, I looked in other Rishonim, who asked that Rashi's pshat seems to be quite difficult. Rashi's kasha on Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. You could have a simple defense for Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. What's the simple defense for Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda? Yes, Noah? Very simple. We're not talking about a raw prune. We're talking about when it's cooked. And if it's cooked, so then we have discussed in the Gemara that there are some opinions who say that shlokos, when it's cooked, it goes all the way down to what? It goes down to a shahako. Rashi says, I don't understand. Let's see Rashi's words again. Din kein, hare berchaso bore priyaheitz. Veheach kidem ubirech ala prog yoshe berchasen shahako. Veenam kidvarim chashuvim kidefarish vazel. Why did Rashi, why, the question is, Rashi says, I'm bothered. If you're going, it's a bore priyaheitz, so then of course everybody would agree that in such a case, the prunes should be first. So what is the tzad when it comes to the that he made a bracha on the pragios, even if the pragios is more chashuv? What's the rule of thumb? And that's why I gave you Tosis Nibar Maskel Chaviv. What's the rule of thumb? If you have something that's of a greater bracha, even if you want meat, bottom line, you go to a restaurant and you order meat and you get a salad, which bracha comes first for sure? The meat is a $90 dish. The salad is a $10 dish. Which one gets the bracha first? The salad. Why? Because it's a higher bracha. So that is what Rashi's saying. I don't understand. How could it possibly prunes? Then there's a shita that says that the meat gets a bracha first. But the meat at the end of the day is a shahakol. So even if it's chaviv, at the end of the day, bore priyaheitz goes first. That's Rashi's argument. But asks Noah beautifully. And it's a pella to me that no one stopped at this before Rabbi Kiva Eger. Every single one of you, when you read, this is not a hard kasha, Rabbi Kiva Eger. This is a kasha that if you read the Rashi and you didn't ask this question, then you didn't make a good landing on the Rashi. This is a question every single person should have asked on the Rashi. The only excuse you have is if you didn't see the sugya before. But if you've been living the sugya for the last week, then I have to jump out at you. The Rashi's a pella. And it's a simple defense to Rabbeinu Yitzchak. No, it's a prune. It was an eight. But a prune that's cooked, what bracha is it going to get? It's going to get a shahakol. So what's the kasha? It's going to get a shahakol. Once you cook it, it gets a shahakol. So then the progios and the prunes are on the same level. And then the progios comes first. So let's take a look and see Rabbi Kiva Eger asks it. Cautionally. Wait. Let's first let Rabbi Kiva Eger talk. Let's let Rabbi Kiva Eger talk, Benny. No. I have no right to talk and you have no right to talk until Rabbi Kiva Eger speaks. And then I'll listen to you. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, cautionally. Hagam the Bore Priyadama, Adif Mishahaka. Even a Bore Priyadama is better than a Shahakal. Starts off Rabbi Kiva Eger. What do you mean? Our whole discussion is only on something that's been cooked. Because if it wasn't cooked, so then of course, then the vegetable comes first. Like today, if you're in a restaurant and you have a salad or a piece of meat. Hagam the Bore Priyadama, Adif Mishahaka. Ela adam ivarech savar, but what was the man da amar who held that the bracha should be a shahakol? Ela adam ivarech savar, the shlokos mivarech shahakol. The one who made the bracha held that shlokos gets a shahakol. Vim kein gam kein bebore priya eitz, ein berchaso bore priya eitz. Even when talking about a fruit, the bracha shouldn't be a bore priya eitz. Ela shahakol ki mivuar besugya gabi zayis meliach. Like we see in the sugya of Zayis Meliach. Now, Benny, you want to speak? B'vakasha. Go tzadik.
Why are we talking about Eger?
You asked the question.
You have to learn since Rashi that when it's been after Nachal Bishul, it's still the Milsa Kani, still going to get that original bracha of Bore Priyaheitz.
Why?
That's because, as she's right, how can then you be stuck with this kasha?
Okay, but why? It doesn't make any sense. Shlokos. If you hold that a Bore Priyadama goes down to a Shahakal, so then a Bore Priyaheitz also goes down to a shahako. Davar pashut. Davar pashut.
We saw. It sounds so strange to see that we saw such shita that way. Still at the after bishul, so we'll get its original bracha.
We saw a shita that says that after bishul it gets.
So why was it supposed to become worse?
No, but this is the Manda Omar. This is within the Manda Omar that says that shlokos is a shahako. In the Manda Omar that says that a vegetable that cooked is going to get a shahako, the same would apply to a prune, that a plum that's cooked.
That's what bothered Rashi there. Rashi says, oh, this, after a bishul, it still gets a boy period age, so that's why it can't be this case of an age. That's why I have to say that it has to be a min asif.
No, because Rashi says, v'heyach kindem ubirecha pragios. I have an answer, says Rabbi Kivega, very simple. The answer is that once the prune is cooked, it goes down to shakel, like all of shlokos. And we're in the opinion that holds that shlokos gets a shakel. That was the whole logic of the fellow that followed the min chaviv over the other one. Before yes, Freddy.
Rabbi said the other day that with Rabbi Kaplan Pahalak in its house, there was a Rashi.
You're running two things together, though. Rav Nissen Kaplan, that's one. And then the Taz, those are two separate things, no?
He used the Taz's explanation for the Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, okay, all right. Now I follow. I was thinking about the other Rav Nissen Kaplan. It's also relevant. Okay. Rav Nissen Kaplan, I feel mechuyav to tell Ilan's parents, is right across the road in Mir Yeshiva. There's a big Talmud Chacham, Mr. Kaplan, who has a sefer, and we like disagreeing with the sefer. It's a fantastic sefer, but we like to fight with it. Yeah, go ahead, Freddy. Go ahead. It's a great way to sharpen the Talmidim to go ahead. Yes.
For example, with prunes, they start ha'itz,
even after they're cooked, we're going to say they're still ha'itz, which is where Rashi's coming. Whereas ha'adama, we say it's easier for them to do their ha'adama and to go down to shahakol, but Rashi told him with ha'itz, it keeps his ha'itz, even after it's cooked. Oh, so you want to say, Freddy wants to say the chiddush, you're mechavin to the Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef wants to give you your teretz. The Rosh Yosef wants to say that when it comes to a bore priya eitz is different. Even though we learned that when it comes to shlokos, that it goes down to a shahakol, all that is in regards to a dhamma. But when it comes to a eitz, then a eitz is not going to go down. That's going to be position of Rashi. Now the Rosh, excellent. That's what Avram Yitzchak wanted to say. Shabbos, Avram Yitzchak was at my house, so we hopped around a few minutes to learn together. And that's what you want to say as well. You want to say a similar type of teretz? That he wanted to say that Bari Priya Eitz does not go all the way down. Okay, that's what he wanted to say as well. And I saw the Rosh Yosef says it, and he makes your point like the Taz. But Freddy, he himself, the Kitzer Sfarim don't correct quote the Rosh Yosef correctly. Do you claim that the Taz holds this way? The Taz never said this. The Taz never said what you just said. The Taz says what? The Taz says that when we're talking about knocking something all the way down from a bracha, as long as it's still edible raw, you won't knock it all the way down. But he never says you'll never knock something all the way down to shahakol. So there's a flag on the play that those who say that this is the Taz Shita, it's incorrect. And I saw some people say that, that's not correct. If they look to Masifta Gemara, seem to say it that way, it's not correct. The Rosh Yosef says, he says, Kedom Militaz, like the Taz, that we see from the Taz already that a Bore Priya Eitz is harder to knock that all the way down. So therefore, maybe when it comes to Adama is knocked down, but our eights would not be knocked down. That's what you want to say. That's what the Rosh Yosef says. But Rabosai, I have a bomb kasha like AB just asked. Why is Freddy's teretz wrong? Freddy, you're supposed to say what Freddy just said. You're supposed to say what he said. That's one possible teretz to give. But what's the problem with it? What's the problem with that? Zayis Maliach. And now you see the godless of Rabbi Akiva. Now let's read over Rabbi Akiva Eiger again. Rabbi Akiva Eiger knew that one day there's going to be a boy, Freddy, who's going to be standing in the back who's going to scream out this teretz. And so Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote precisely to be mafkia from Freddy's teretz. I'm convinced that he was thinking about you. What? And Goes Hashri also. Very good. That's another possible teretz. Now let's read Rabbi Akiva Eiger again. Let's take a look. By the way, before I do it, I say the story I say over every year. Ben and Avram have heard this, and Michal and Benny have heard this from me many, many times. But it's a great story that brings out in terms of learning. I told you on Shabbos. One time there was a fellow. My hashkafa is a little bit different than the Sapra Hasidim, a little. But nevertheless, the Satmar Rebbe was a holy man. He was a unique individual. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Also, people don't know that the Satmar Rebbe also knew how to learn quite well. One time someone wrote a sefer to answer Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kashas. Let's say there are 1,000 kashas of the Gilyon HaShas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Shas. So he wrote a sefer answering 400 of the questions. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he asked the Satmar Rebbe for haskama to a sefer to the Tirus of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kashas. The Satmar Rebbe wrote him a long haskama, praising him, and says, Harav, Agon, this mechaber who learned, he was Yoreh Ba'omek HaShas, and he says that he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. I write haskama for a sefer because he was zochet to understand 600 of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kashas. That was his. So it's well known in the yeshivas that Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha, most of the time, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we mamish lived it just now with Freddie's answer. Usually there's a great answer to the kasha. That's why Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kashas become a gold standard in the yeshivas. Because there's a great answer to the kasha, and then Rabbi Akiva Eiger, last minute you realize, no. Rabbi Akiva Eiger usually moves 3 or 4 chess pieces at once. And most of the Achronim, you move 2 at once. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is usually moving 4 or 5 at once. And you'll see, Rabbi Akiva Eiger saw your counter move. Let's take a look. Koshali, see it inside again. Ogam b'borei priyadama, otuf mi shahakol. Borei priyadama is better than shahakol. Elodam, the varech sabar, the shlakos varech shahakol. The mavarech held that shlakos gets a shahakol. V'im kain, if that's so, gam kain borei priyadama. Ein birchasa bor priyates ella shahakol. Bor priyates also goes down. So comes along Freddie, and Freddie interrupts Rabbi Akiva Eiger, like Benny tried to do to me. He comes along and he interrupts Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he says like this. He says, no. He says over here we're talking about bor priyates. The sugya of shlakos is a adama. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger responds to Freddie, and he says kimavur b'sugya gabi zayis moliach. Why did he go to the sugya dafka zayis meliach? You know how many different fruits and vegetables we discussed? I can't even keep track of all of them. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger said specifically zayis meliach. Why did he quote zayis meliach? Because zayis, we saw, we've had a list of 8 or 9 vegetables. But there was one fruit. There was the zayis. And your answer is incorrect. Because we see that the Gemara had suggested on the bottom of Lamech Chesam Abeis that salted fruits are the same thing as cooked fruits. And the Gemara had suggested that if you salt the olive, it should go all the way down to a shahakol. So we see that chiluk is not correct. Now, Baruch Hashem, I was zocheh to be in the Rosh Yeshiva's office most of this morning, and I did not have a lot of time to take a look at the whole Rosh Yosef from the beginning to the end. I don't recall. By the way, who's the Rosh Yosef? You should know who the Rosh Yosef is. It's the Prima Gadim. That's big. The Prima Gadim is the next generation of Poskim after the Magen Avraham and the Taz. And what's not so well known, we didn't have for hundreds of years, we didn't have the Prima Gadim's Pirush on the Sefer Brachos. Now we have it. It's just been reprinted. Rosh Yosef. I didn't see that the Prima Gadim dealt with this problem that from Zayas Meliach, we see that it does go all the way down. And that's why Rabbi Akiva Eiger added, Ki mevur besugya gabe Zayas Meliach. Like we see in the sugya of Zayas Meliach. And we'll see that not only did Rabbi Akiva Eiger have you in mind, Rabbi Akiva Eiger had someone else in mind when he said this. The Rashash attempts another answer to the kasha. The Rashash goes to a raya that, and a shita, that you and I loved. We found absolutely fascinating. I loved it so much, if you remember, that I thought that it would even apply to orange juice, that such a shita existed. And take a look at the Rosh Hashanah Mechesam and Aleph and Dibur HaMaskel Haidusha. And we had, I had actually mentioned that I thought that Rav Schachter used this in regards to orange juice. He had used it only in regards to applesauce, not in regards to orange juice. But there is such a shita that he even used it in regards to applesauce as well, orange juice as well. Excuse me. The Hagos Hashri. We have the shita of the Hagos Hashri that says that if something starts off as a borei priya eitz, then it goes to our adama. You know that the Hagos Hashri felt that the halacha is that if on orange juice, you don't make a shahakra. What bracha do you make on orange juice? Adama. Because orange juice, yes, it's no longer the orange, therefore it's got to go down. But who says that goes down two levels? Maybe it goes down one level. Maybe it only goes down to Adama. So Rav Schechter told me that Rav Soloveitchik held this way halacha lemaisa in regards to applesauce. That even if the applesauce was entirely mashed, then it's going to go down to only to Adama. It's like the strangest thing in the world. It's like a trivia question. You would make a borei priya Adama on applesauce that's entirely mashed. When I learned it with the Talmidim, I raised that maybe the Bach would even say it in regards to orange juice. So Rav Schechter, when he came here, told me that no, that Rav Soloveitchik didn't say that in regards to orange juice, only in regards to applesauce. But then Aaron pointed out that Agos Hashri says a black and white, even in regards to orange juice, that orange juice would get a borei priya Adama as well. That shita is actually going to be relevant over here. By the way, before I forget, I was chazering last night from one of the shiurim that they asked me to say in America, and I wanted to listen over again to Rav Schechter's shiur that he said here. Does anybody have, there's one line that I just want to verify. Does anybody have the shiur on their iPod or whatever? Anybody have recorded?
You might?
Okay. I just want, if I can, I would like to listen. I need something from the opening part of this year. Okay, let's take a look at the Rashash. The Rashash on Amiches Amid Aleph. The Rashash says the following. Ubagos Hashri. Everybody have it? The Rashash Dibur HaMaskel Haidusha. Haidusha. He says, "Im tchila borei priya adama shalkan shehakol she'ein svara lahorid oso mishnei malos." There's no logic to say that it goes down two gradations. Mashma aflam adama shalkan shehakol. Haynu dafku the priyaretz. Avol the priya ilan borei priya adama. Ve'im niyachei svara zu l'Rashi. And if Rashi holds like this position of Agos Hashri, Yinotzel me'atzarech ha'iyun de'gilyon ha'shasalov. Then we could save Rashi from Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. What was Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha? Rabbi Akiva Eger asked, how Rashi could you say that the prunes are going to retain a borei priya eitz and not go down to shahakol if it's shlokos? Shlokos automatically goes down to shahakol. Comes along the Rashash, and Rashash says beautifully, but according to the Agos Hashri, does it go from a borei priya eitz all the way down to shahakol? No, only goes from a borei priya eitz to Adama. So Rashi then would be saying, so how could the fellow make a bracha on the pragios because he liked the meat better? At the end of the day, the bracha on the pragios is a shahakol, and the bracha on the prunes is now going to be Adama! Now we've saved Rashi from the Gilyon HaShas's kasha. Wait, let him finish. But the Rashash says, Rabbi Akiva Eger already knew you're going to not only give Freddy's teretz, Rabbi Akiva Eger knew that you're going to give the Rashash's teretz. And that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger concluded, Kimavur Gabi Zeli Smeliach. Continue on in the Rashash. Rashash knew this also. Avol Tzarech Inal Svarazu. It doesn't only apply to vegetables, it also applies to fruits. And that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger said, because the question is not half as strong until you go to Zayis Meliach. Which is why Benny came over to me on Thursday, and I was rushing to the Grus Kollel, and he started telling me that he had a different way of reading the Gemara Zayis Meliach. if your way of reading the Gemara Zayis Melech is right, not only do you answer all the questions that you answered over there, you'll answer also, you'll defend Rashi over here. But I still didn't hear anything yet. You want to go for it?
Like the rush, like how you handle the rush.
You think we could go for it? That I'm going to follow you.
That Zayis Melech is when you're Vashlam with it's just getting the Mela and
right.
The also that it makes it into like under and under Mike.
Well, who says it's with me? It's just Sol
Mela. We see Tish. Whether it's by Tuna McCarthy, whether it's Basar or Melach,
right.
that makes it into a Shehakol. But when it's like a other Boy Priya Age, a Stam official, like we see like Egoish with a Tvash, it's going to be still its original bracha. That Zayis Maliach is really just it's something Bifnei Atzmo. It's something unique because it's with Melach. That official, a Boy Priya Age with a Bishul Ali Dave.
Oh, wow.
That's
when
you
want to
explain the Raj.
Then he wants to say like this. But how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara put the two together.
No, Zayis Melech was just a Havamina to say
it's only a Havamina.
The Gemara, if it was a Havamina.
Then he wants to say that the Gemara changed its mind. That the Gemara changed its mind because he's pointing out that there is an anomaly on this olive. That all of our other fruits and vegetables in our sugya, everything else has been vegetables, everything else has been cooked. Now the Gemara said that a salted olive, and that's the same in Hilchos Yoredei as well, that a salted food is considered like a heated food. So you want to suggest that even though the Gemara had that as a Havamina, in the end the Gemara is going to back down from it, and the Gemara is going to be mechalek between a heated item and the salted item. The problem is that in Yoredei, first of all, in Yoredei, it does. You could say it in Yoredei, because in Yoredei, that Maliach is Kimavushal is only a Din Darabana, it's not a Din Daraisa. So you want to say that since it's in Yoredei, it's only a Din Darabana, maybe the Gemara at the end is going to differentiate between
Psachim says it though. He says, Trash quotes Psachim. He doesn't quote here, he's not saying that Halamino here. He quotes Psachim. Psachim says that Maliach is Kerodea.
Maliach Kerasach is a din. That's what I'm saying.
But he's bringing the Rabbanan. He's saying.
Oh, the Gemara is. Go ahead. He wants to say it was the Gemara only in the Hava. I mean, it's not the Gemara.
That's why we're saying Sochim.
I don't know what you
want to
say.
Sochim.
I hear what you're saying.
I don't know how the
Rishon
even suggests the Teretz because that Rashi book gets Odomo when he says on Prudz himself. He says that the Prudz gets a eight. So
Rashi says it himself in the heat. Meaning Rashi says it himself in there.
Says Prudz gets a eight.
No, so when Rashi, Aaron's asking like this, Aaron's asking, so what does he mean? How does it? You're asking a good kash on the Rosh Hashanah Teretz, I like it. When he says, it means it starts out as a Bore Priya Eitz. It's not so smooth, huh?
It's not
smooth. I agree with you. It's not so
smooth.
All right, Rabbi, there's so much more for us to do. We've slowed down. Rabbi Kiva Eger slowed us down. Oh, boy. I thought it was... I had another 10 minutes. But let's just say over quickly the Marisha's explanation. What was going on in Bar Kapara's mind? He's changing his mind, and he's happy with this Talmud, then he's not happy with him, and then he's happy with the other Talmud, not the other. So what's going on with Bar Kapara? The Gemara explained what the two Talmidim were thinking about, but the Gemara did not explain what Bar Kapara was thinking. Why was it that he was originally upset at the one who made the bracha, and then he was upset at the one who was said that the other fellow made a mistake? What changed in Bar Kapara's mind? Now, any time that happens in the Gemara, that there's a change, we have to be masgir. You have to be mad about what the change in the Gemara is. It's not that it was just something that was random. That he woke up on one side of the bed and he felt one way. And he woke up on the other side of the bed and he felt something else. No, every single stage of the Gemara has a deep, deep Havana. So let's take a look at the Marasha. Halfway through the Aflamites Amid Aleph, the Pirush Rashi, the Marasha explains. Marasha writes like this. The Yesh L'Dagdek, it's halfway through. I don't have the time to go through the whole Marasha. And
then afterwards he says the exact opposite. What do you think at the beginning? What do you think at the end? Originally he was upset at the Mevarech.
Rabosai, if you're in front of your Rebbe, you have to have some humility. You don't pass in a shayla on your own. So what should they have done? They should have asked Bar Kapara what to do. This is something that's very, very, very important. There's an Isser to be Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. A person's not allowed to paskin if his Rebbe is around. Not only that, even in if he's in 2,000 Amos, he's not allowed to paskin in front of his Rebbe. So he should have asked him. So, what's going on? El Dahachi Kamar. Lo al Mevarech Kaz Kokach. Originally he said, I'm not upset at Mevarech. Shelo Shal Li, that he didn't ask me. Alezen Yivarech. Kamal Malakai. Shehu Mora Mamish Halacha Befnei Rabo. He says brilliantly. Which was a worse Mora Halacha Befnei Rabo? The one who made the Bracha or the Malagleg? So Marsha says brilliant. He says it was the Malagleg that's worse. The one who made the bracha, so he had to make a judgment call. He made a mistake. He should have asked his Rebbe first. He didn't. But the Malagleg is the one who says, you're wrong. You're giving, Rabin often says this, what place is Shana Bekai? I have to give Musar to somebody else. The Rabbeim feel the need to give Musar, so the Rabbeim will give the Musar. The Rabbeim aren't giving the Musar, so it's not the place of someone else to give the Musar. Same thing over here. If it's really a problem, Bar Kapara will decide to say something. And a very important life rule, if the Rebbe didn't say anything, it could be there was a reason why he didn't say anything. So don't, you Malagleg, you're the one who's worse to be Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. Back into the Marasha. Shehu Mora Mamish Halacha Bifnei Rabo, Lomar Shaloki Din Birech Halaprogios. Aval HaMevarech, when it comes to the Mevarech, Kiven Shenitein Lo Rishus Levarech, since Bar Kapara said to make a bracha. Ein zeh k'mora halacha. Then in such a case, it's not as bad the mora halacha. He asked them to make the bracha. Ubo zeh ha-talmid ha-melagleg v'yisnatzel atzmo. And then the melagleg explained himself. The melagleg wasn't melagleg that he made the wrong bracha. He was melagleg that the fellow didn't ask his Rebbe what bracha to make. Not that he said you made the wrong bracha, but rather he said to him, why didn't you ask our Rebbe beforehand? The Malagleg then went over to Bar Kapara and said, Rebbe misunderstood me. By the way, a Rebbe can make a mistake. We're not perfect. Our religion doesn't believe in papal infallibility. Rebbeim could also make mistakes. So the Talmud went over and said, Rebbe, you misunderstood. I wasn't critical of and told him that he was doing wrong. I told him that he should have asked beforehand. He said to me, you should have asked Rebbe beforehand, before you made the bracha. So the only person that did something wrong over here was the Mevarech. Yes, Eitan.
So why is it that it was taught that they didn't live out their days?
It's a fair question. That's a nice kasha. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Fair question. Okay, Rabosai, let's pull out our Mishnah Berurahs before Mincha, and let's see how we paskin on the sugya of Mishlokos. Can someone have that? Do you mind? Rabozai works out amazing. We just concluded Simin Reish Dalit. The only thing we didn't do were the halachos of Iker Vitaka. Someone could share with the port noise, Mr. Gura, that would be fantastic. We just finished Simin Reish Dalid without Iker V'Tafel, and Bli Neder remind me that we have to do the halachos of Iker V'Tafel. I figured we would wait to do the sugya before we do it inside the Shulchan Aruch. Simin Reish Hei Sif Aleph, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ala Yirakos, on vegetables, Mevarech Borei Pri Adama, you make a Borei Pri Adama. Ba'filu Bishlam, even if it's been cooked. V'chein kol peros u'kidnios shetovim chayim u'mevushalim. That taste good, all fruits that taste good, and they taste good both raw and cooked. Mevarech aleim la'achar bishulim ki rechos maruilem kodem shebishel. So then in such a case, the bracha that they're going to get is the bracha ruilem. So Rabosai, we had a machlokis between the Rif and the Balei Tosfos. If you have a cooked vegetable, does it automatically get Adama? The Rif says automatically it does. And in Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Balei Tosfos. That depends. Is it good that way? Does it taste good that way? Is it normal for a person to eat it that way? Then it'll get a Borei Pri Adamah. However, if it's not the normal way for a person to eat it, let's take, what example do we have of vegetable that's normally not eaten cooked?
Tomato.
What? What would
garlic?
Okay, then you'll go with the Gemara's example. So if you have garlic, so then in such a case, it's normally not eaten cooked. So then if it's cooked, then the bracha we'll get would be a shahakol. We don't pass like the Rif. Now, we left open a big discussion in the Magen Avraham. What happens if it's eaten normally cooked, but people also eat it raw? What was the example the guys gave? The guys gave the example of peas. That they thought, the guys thought that most peas are eaten cooked, but some people eat it raw and it tastes good raw as well. So what would the halacha be? So does anybody remember from Iyun, what was the sheet of the Magen Avraham? What's that? He goes with Rabbeinu Yonah and says that it gets Adama in both cases. As long as it's normal to eat it raw, it will get Adama. Now, what's really interesting is, let's see the Pesach in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's take a look how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Mishnah Berurah is Medayek in Siv Gimel, that the Lashon of the Mechaber was like this. Let's continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. I will krov a silko krov kayotzebem, shetovim mivushalim yoser michayim. When it comes to krov, that's a form of cabbage, the Shulchan Aruch says that in those days, people liked it better cooked than raw. Kishem chayim, when they're raw, mevarech shakol, then they get a shakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Gimel, milashon ze mashma da'af kishem tovim chayim, gam kein, even if they're good raw, even shame Yoser told him kishem Yerushalim, since they're better cooked, mevarech shahakol. It gets a shahakol. And if you take a look in the Sharet Zion, the Sharet Zion is aware that the Magen Avraham, as we saw in Siman Reish Beis, in the Sharet Zion disagrees. However, in Sif Beis, he writes, in Sif Katan Beis in the Sharet Zion, he says, Chein mashma me'el yo rabba, the Derech HaChayim, Vahagraz. Oh, there's the Baal Tanya's. Is it today? Today's the Baal Tanya's 200th yard site. Lubavitch, they're making a very big deal about. So we were zochet to say something, even though I'm not Lubavitch or Chassid, we love all Jews. So we were zochet to say over the Baal Tanya's Torah, that the Baal Tanya's Zatzal, on his yard site's 200th yard site, the Baal Tanya's Zatzal said that the bracha would be a shahakol in this case. Why? Because when our Gemara, according to the Balei Tosfos, says that Shlokos gets a Adama, that's only because the Shlokos are better when it's cooked versus raw. And once it's better, so then it dominates the Adama, and when it's raw, it automatically gets a shakel, even though people will eat the peas, even though they'll eat it raw. And then if you take a look, the Sharet Zion, as he goes on, says he's aware that the Magen Avraham seems to be against this, but at the end of the day, it seems to be that this is how we paskin la'alacha. That it seems like we don't follow the Magen Avraham and Rabbeinu Yonah, that we follow these achronim, and as the Talmidim pointed out, that was already my focus between the Balei Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah, and we paskin that the bracha on a vegetable is that it gets Adama when it's in its idyllic form. When it's no longer in its idyllic form, even if it's the Derech, Vamei V'nyavet, not like the Rajba, even if it's the Derech, it will get a Shahakol. The prototypical usage of the vegetable is what defines its essence. It's a Borei Pri Adama when it's used in its ideal form. Now, if you have a vegetable that everybody likes it in both and it's absolutely normal to use it both, then there might be rule that even the Balatanya and the others would say, in such a case, it gets Adama. But if it has one darga, let's assume like the Talmidim are right, that most people like peas cooked as opposed to raw, if that was true, then the bracha would be only Adama when it's cooked, and a shahakal when it's cooked. We have to look at your Tosfos. Maybe that's right. That comes out. We have to look at the Yerusha.